Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti and Perry Chamber intern Hannah Peterson. So throughout this summer here, the Perry Chamber of Commerce has had interns that have been working and helping plan events and helping out the Chamber Director, of course, Lindsay Pasuti. Now, this is Hannah Peterson. She's been a summer events intern here for the Perry Chamber of Commerce. And can you just talk a little bit about what your experience has been like so far this summer?
I think my experience with the Chamber has been really a good opportunity to learn and grow, not only like in the events field, but as an individual. I've learned lots of new skills from anywhere planning events to seeing it through to talking with people, communicating with small businesses in Perry, all of it.
Now, kind of in terms of that, what kinds of things have you been taking part in throughout the summer? Have you been planning specific events, or what really has been your workload so far this summer?
So primarily I work on the Perry Farmers Market. So each week, communicating with vendors, posting, promoting the farmers market, setting up, tearing down, all that fun stuff. And then throughout the summer, I've been planning a mini burr ride and just kind of seeing that through from start. And then next week, we'll see how it goes.
Now, coming into this summer, being an intern for the Perry Chamber, what did you hope to get out of your experience? You know, knowing that you are a Perry born and raised yourself, you know, what did you hope to get out of this experience this summer?
So I go to Iowa State University and I am an event management major and a public relations major. Throughout high school, I was class president, so I planned a lot of things for the school. And I had been in touch with Lindsay when I was in high school about like when we were raising money for prom. And then when I was in college, I kind of thought maybe that she'd be a good person to get back in touch with and start my event planning career with something small that I was able to give back to the community.
So for you, Lindsay, you know, throughout this summer, you have had help with these interns that have been taking some of the normal things that you would do throughout the summer. You know, how has that experience been for you having interns to help you out?
For me, it's been great just because a lot of the things that we do need a lot of hands on deck. And so it's been an opportunity to share my experience so far with the chamber and the chamber world with people that are interested in learning more about event planning. There's a lot that goes behind the scenes. So it's been fun to see Hannah say on a regular basis that I didn't know that there was so much that went into planning certain events. And so that's been fun to share that behind the scenes experience and then know that here at the Perry Chamber, we're able to help young people find career paths and perhaps in the chamber world. So obviously great to have extra hands on deck when planning events and day of events, but then also really thinking about giving back to young people and helping them on their way has been a great experience.
Now, for you, Hannah, throughout this experience, throughout the summer, you know, as was mentioned before, you know, you are Perry born and raised. So being an intern for the Perry Chamber of Commerce, how has that experience been to see some of the summer's largest events from the planning side of it?
I definitely have a greater appreciation for what goes into planning events and executing them. I grew up going to Friday Fest, not thinking anything of it. I grew up going to the 4th of July, not thinking it was as chaotic as it is. And like working for the chamber, I've been able to see how much work goes into planning the 4th of July and how much that the chamber members and Lindsay do for the community that people just don't realize. And now I have a greater understanding of what it's like on the side of enjoying it, but also the side of working and putting it together.
Now, in terms of events, we're getting to the later half of the summer here, but there is still plenty for people to get excited about. Of course, the Perry Farmers Market is continuing. There's one more event coming up next month that people can get excited about. But also next week, there are a couple events that are going to be taking place that people can get really excited about. Now, can you just talk a little bit about what those events are going to be?
So we have two back-to-back events with the Farmers Market on Thursday. We also have what's called Mini Burr. It's a brand new event with a bike ride to the rec center, starting and ending at the Farmers Market. So Farmers Market 4 to 7, but Mini Burr will be starting at 5:30. It'll be a pretty short ride, and I'll let Hannah talk more about some of the details for that. And then the very next day, we have Friday Fest at the Patty Park Bandshell, and the band will be Little Red and the Medicated Moose Band from 6 to 9:30. We have food vendors lined up, so it should be a fun end to our summer music series.
So Hannah, can you just give us a little bit of insight on these events that are going to be taking place next week that people should come out and enjoy?
So Mini Burr was an idea that we came up with to get more of a community involvement and get people excited for Burr, which will be 6 months exactly from the Mini Burr ride. And it's a no registration, all family friendly. It will be a 1.5 mile ride to the rec center and back, and we'll be handing out freeze pops to people, Burr shirts. We'll have information about Burr registration, and there'll even be some good giveaway prizes that kids can enter in the giveaway once they arrive to ride. And those gifts are brought to you by local merchants. There will also be a bike safety check in Sumas Court brought to you by Michael Seifer.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to any of the events that are coming up or just anything in general?
No, I think that covers everything. I've just been really thankful to have extra hands on deck this summer with our internship and having lots of our events come back this year. And so we're just rolling right into August and having some fun with that. So encourage people to come out for Mini Burr and the Farmers Markets. Open to all ages, all experience levels. It's a short ride, so it should be fun for everyone. And we're also looking to have a presence at the Rippey Sesquicentennial Plus One Parade this Saturday. It's at 10 a.m. So we're going to be handing out some Burr shirts and our own sesquicentennial coins because we have some left over still, and just showing our support because Burr would not be bike ride to Rippey without Rippey. So we're going to be there for the parade.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti and Perry Chamber intern Hannah Peterson. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.